shout out words like be blessed, be healed, be delivered. Come out of them, you foul devil. Now listen up. We're only a few short weeks away from our incredibly anointed spring VIP weekend at Valor Christian College, the School of Revival. So mark your calendar, put an alarm on your phone for March 21st, 22nd, 23rd, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The student pastor of Valor Christian College, my own anointed daughter, Ashton Blair Parsley, is hosting this transformational event so you can learn all about Valor. Now celebrating our 35th year of Holy Ghost-directed instruction and fully accredited academics. Our guests for this weekend will be Pastors Germaine and Lisa Brunson, along with Miss Deborah George. I'll be bringing a very special message you don't want to miss. The entire life-changing event is absolutely free. So register at theevent.vip. And I look forward to seeing you right here. Eternity is real. There are how many possibilities? What are they? Heaven and hell. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Stop improving on the word. John chapter 17, verse 17. Father, the high priestly prayer of Jesus. Father, sanctify them, set them apart, make them holy, distinguish them, make them differently made by your truth. Your word is truth. Truth is not faction, a mixture of facts and tradition. Truth is truth. And the same truth for me is the same truth for you. He told you what that truth is. Now you say, you want to argue with me about facts. Facts have nothing to do with truth. Whoever told you that? The fact was, my vocal cords were covered in cancer. If I'd thought about it, I'd show you a picture of it. That was the fact. I did not walk around and say, I do not have cancer. Because that was a fact. An indisputable fact. And facts don't sway faith. You didn't hear a word I said. Because the fact was I had cancer, but the truth, which trumps fact, was I, by his stripes, I am healed. So if you're predicating your faith on facts, you need to put a blindfold on and earplugs in your ears and tell God, give me faith. Faith comes by watching God topple facts. If there were no facts to bring down, there would be no faith to arise. G.K. Chesterton was an English author, philosopher, Christian apologist. That means he made defense to the largest universities in the world of the gospel of Jesus. He was an apologist. He dared you to try to argue this book with him. God gave him the brilliance. He was also a literary and art critic. He only lived 62 years. I've got him beat by 5 years. He lived from 1874 to 1936. He said this
Those who leave a tradition, leave the tradition of the truth. Do not escape to something we call freedom. Well, Haddon Spurgeon said this. Commonly it is found, all you preachers or preacher wannabes, perk up your ears. It is commonly found in theology that what is true is not new. Oh, I got a new revelation. What? You mean to tell me what you took 20 minutes to put together and got up there with is a new revelation? What you going to do with the book? The book said the wisest man that ever lived in the book of Ecclesiastes said this: there is nothing new under the sun. To begin with, it's not your revelation. If it's a revelation, it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to you. People say to me all the time, I've preached, Stephen Furtick called me on the phone the other day, got me playing on his machine in his car. He said, I've preached every word you ever said. I said, good. He said, you mean you don't care? I said, why would I care? What I've received freely, I'm supposed to give freely. Now, if I dreamed it up, that's another thing. But if it's revelation, it came from him, and you are not the first one he ever deposited it in. Man, this is good. Kick the chair in front of you and say, that's good. This is why I don't read contemporaries. And not many of them know much. These men had a relationship with God that would not falter. Listen to this. So Chesterton, he wrote so many books. He would use parables. He was a genius. Let me paraphrase one of his parables for you. There was an English sailor, a yachtsman actually, an English sailor, and he set out on a trip of discovery. But he miscalculated. He had no GPS. He miscalculated the route. And so he thought he would discover new lands. Finally, he came to shore and he jumped out of his yacht and he ran onto the land and he stuck the English flag in it and he was exhilarated that he had discovered something no one else had ever discovered. And then he looked up and he saw the flag of Great Britain waving about 100 yards away. He had discovered, watch me, what had already been discovered. But in discovering, what? He found home. Don't be concerned that you need some new revelation. Whoa, what a word. People say that to me. What did I say? Oh. Listen to what Solomon said in chapter 1, verse 9. What has been is the same as what will be. That's how we're able to have faith in this truth. Because it never changes. He is the unchanging changer. Everything is as it was. Nothing new under the sun. I mean, Benny Hinn was a very, very good friend of mine. You think he came up with the healing ministry? I knew Catherine Kuhlman. Do you think she came up with it? No, but there was a healing revival at A.A. Allen and Jack Code, names you don't even know. Amy Simple McPherson. They came up with it. No. What are you going to do with Mark chapter 5? What are you going to do with he wiped the blindness out of Bartimaeus' eyes? What are you going to do with the miracles that manifested in the old covenant? There's nothing new. What we do is we discover what was already discovered. And in that, we find home, we find security, we find protection, we have provision. Because it has been there, it will be there. If he did it for them, he'll do it for you. What has been is the same as what will be. Why? Because he never leaves the present tense. You say, I was, Matthew. I was. I am. I will be. He cuts the sides off of it and simply says, I am. Okay. America in general, get this down. 59%, 60% say that religion, now this is the entire population, say that religion is a potential, underline potential, is a potential solution to our problems. But in Gen Z, these are the folks that follow up millennials. The oldest among them is about 30 years old right now. So think of folks 30 years of age and under. 61% of that generation, 30 years of age and under, 61% say religion is the source of the problems. Not education or indoctrination, not education, not the news media, not social media, not the sexual revolution, not rebellion. Christians, they're the problem. 63% say that people of faith are absolutely to blame for the ills of our nation. Now, I have a question for you. Do you think they discovered that on their own? Or do you think somebody told them that? Somebody taught them that. While the church was asleep, and having Bozo the Clown and Fufu the Dog in children's ministry, we lost them. Their parents don't know the word. As I've said before, I mean, we have parents say to me, Pastor, pray for me. I cannot do anything with my daughter. How old is she? 12. I can teach you how to do something with her. It won't take long at all. Teach her right from wrong. Teach her absolute truth. Teach her yes and no. Draw a line in the sand and say the rest of this day, don't step over it. Why? What? Do you understand? If we don't curb this tide, you will not find a Bible-believing church in America. You won't find one. 38%, only 38% say that it is acceptable to view marriage as between one man and one woman. They just dream that up. No, they watched the church do nothing. 64% of this generation, 30 years and under, say we should have no freedom to preach our faith to another person. Let me see. These signs shall follow those that believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They will take up serpents. They will speak with new tongues. Go into all the world and preach this gospel. I dare you, those of you watching me across America and around the world, ask your preacher Sunday if he knows, she knows what the gospel is. What's the gospel? Somebody talk to me, what's the gospel? Jesus loves you, number one. Number two, he died for you. Number three, he rose from the dead. Number four, he can change your life. Why? Because he changed mine. Number five, eternity is real. There are how many possibilities? What are they? Heaven and hell. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Stop improving on the word to show off to somebody. This is how far we've strayed.
This is a Bridge of Hope update. Hunger Crisis 25.
The latest IPC analysis shows that half of the population, or nearly 25 million people, are facing acute food insecurity levels. This is 3.5 million more people since June of 2024.
Now, officials like the one who just shared with you all concur that there are now millions. We hear the term so often now. Millions of souls are in imminent danger with the unfolding disaster in South Sudan and across the Horn of Africa. It's a humanitarian crisis of staggering proportion. 11 million have already fled the war, the conflict in the north, and have come south to cities like Renk in the war-ravaged nation of South Sudan. I'm talking about mothers forced to leave their homes, fleeing on foot with their little children and the clothes on their backs. Today, more than 2 million babies are suffering, slowly dying, a horrific, far too early death, simply because they have nothing to eat, simply because of the lack of the most basic of necessities for life. It's a stunning 26% increase from last year's record crisis. Families overwhelmed with the mental, can you imagine, the emotion, the desperation, the distress of war all around you, have none of the comforts of the sort of a permanent home like you and I are blessed with. Thousands, they consider a plastic tarp to protect them from the burning sun the greatest blessing they can even hope for. They need so much to survive. This unparalleled humanitarian disaster requires a Holy Spirit empowered, immediate, gracious, and merciful response from the people of God like us. And that's why amazing friends of this global ministry have partnered with Bridge of Hope to fund a very, very limited 21 days of emergency mercy matching challenge. It would rush food, emergency supplies to South Sudan and the Horn of Africa very, very quickly. We have to have your support to make it happen. Your gifts today, up to $50,000, will double immediately to help meet this critical need. Your merciful gift right now of less than $50 can provide their miracle. Listen to this. Your gift of just $48 will be doubled by the Mercy Challenge Fund today and feed 16 children for an entire month. That's God's mighty power of agreement at work in the earth, making a difference. When your gift of mercy is $96 or more, and I believe many of my precious friends, my precious partners, want to and will give $96 today. Come on, if you can, let's do it. That $96 gift will immediately be doubled and feed 32 starving children. This is a miracle. Every gift today will be matched, every dollar, and will help save children's lives. This is truly a matter of life and death, you understand. The need is so tremendous. It's indescribable, really. The danger is so very, very real. So please allow me to challenge some of you to sow a most merciful seed of $300. Would that be you? $300 toward this urgent life and death need. $300 can provide the gift of life to more than 100 children. There's a phone number right there on your screen right now. If you'll sacrifice just 2 minutes of your valuable time to call, precious children, weak from malnutrition, will receive the nourishing food they cannot live without because of your merciful heart. Or you can simply scan. You do it for many other things. The QR code right there on your screen. It'll take you directly to rodparsley.com so that we can put your mercy gift to work as quickly as possible. There's very, very little time left in these 21 days for you to relieve a precious little child's suffering. This matching challenge comes to a close in just a few days. May God Himself bless you richly and abundantly for your act of generosity today as you bring the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ to a suffering child half a world away.
Imagine a child so weak she can barely lift her head, her tiny body crying out for one simple meal.
Another child received targeted nutrition and food through Bridge of Hope and is now healthy, is playing with other children, and has a bright future.
It's a miracle mission made possible through your generous gifts to Bridge of Hope. You can be the difference between life and death. And double the impact of your gift through our $50,000 21 Days of Mercy Matching Challenge. we're ready to rush 150,000 meals to vulnerable children and families caught in the grip of a hunger crisis in South Sudan and the Horn of Africa.
Your gift this week of $48 will help feed 16 children for a month. $96 doubles to feed 32 children and will keep Bridge of Hope strong around the world.
Every gift is so appreciated and will act as the healing hands of Christ to the desperate and dying. Pray about what you can do, then call right away.
You can also scan the QR code to go direct to rodparsley.com.
You are positioning yourself for blessing when you lift up the ones Jesus referred to as the least of these. Thank you for your generous response today.
South Sudan, unfortunately, continues to grapple with an emergency humanitarian crisis, a biblical proportion. But with your generous, merciful help, we've sent millions and millions of pounds of life-sustaining food to those suffering in South Sudan since it became the world's youngest nation 14 years ago. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for your confidence in Bridge of Hope. And I want you to know that we pledge to continue our compassionate outreach to South Sudan as long as there's a desperate and suffering child that needs our help. I'm going to ask you to please call now. Remember, this very, very limited mercy matching challenge comes to an end at the end of the month. So please be relentless in your prayers for Bridge of Hope so that we can get this job done for Jesus. I hope you'll be a part of our live ministry opportunities every Sunday morning and every Wednesday night. I'll tell you, these Wednesday night teaching sessions on spirituality are going to bless your life. Hope you'll be involved anytime on our many, many social media outlets. I read your comments. I pray over them. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Threads, the whole thing. And listen, do me a favor. Make sure you like, subscribe, follow on all those media platforms, and tell your friends about it. Share. I'll see you next time. I've been here now over 40 years on your breakthrough.